From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, openly gay Massachusetts Congressman Barney Frank takes issue with a tactic some gay marriage supporters are using. But first, in Spain, somber music on the radio marked 3 days of national mourning for the almost 200 people killed in yesterday's terrorist explosions on morning rush hour trains. Initially, Spanish authorities blamed the Basque separatist organization ETA, but they are also looking at Al-Qaeda. I spoke earlier with Magnus Ransdorp. He's with the Center for the Study of Terrorism and Political Violence at the University of St. Andrews in Scotland. He told me about moves the Spanish government has already made against terrorists.
The Spanish government has pursued a relentless campaign against ETA. They have arrested over 200 members. They have banned the political wing. It is a very marginalized, very weak organization. Having said that, though, there have been interceptions of vans with explosives that have been bound for Madrid, for particularly the railway station. On the other hand, one should not discount the Al-Qaeda issue. I mean, we're talking about an incredibly well-orchestrated campaign of 10 bombings. There has been Al-Qaeda cells in Spain, and so there are a number of different opportunities for Al-Qaeda or other groups working in the service of Al-Qaeda to be able to launch an attack against civilian targets.
Spain has a deep historical tie to the Muslim world. It was ruled as a Muslim country for centuries, many centuries ago. It still has those deep Muslim cultural influences and a sizable Muslim minority today. So one would think that Spain would be the last European country to be attacked by Al-Qaeda.
If one looks at Spain's role in terms of Al-Qaeda's interest, I think Spain really would constitute one of the first places, because Spain's very close and unusually very close from a European perspective, close support for the United States in its war against terrorism.
Well, how easy is it to mount a terrorist attack in Europe now after 9/11? I imagine strict security measures were put into place across Europe.
2.5 years after 9/11, it is relatively easy within the European context to acquire fake passports, fake identity documentation that will be able to, you'll be able to conceal yourself with incredible ease. You will be able to travel. You'll be able to engage in credit card fraud, bank fraud. So I think, it is a massive coordination effort that still is very difficult for many of the states to keep up with.
Tensions are already high across Europe regarding Muslims, and I'm wondering if this attack in Spain will cause a backlash against them.
Well, if it proves to be, Al-Qaeda, I think there's obviously those waiting in the wings to try to capitalize on this and even use this sort of fear of the other living amongst our midst. This is exactly what Bin Laden, Al-Qaeda, seeks to achieve. An attack of this magnitude obviously will have a massive psychological effect among the general population.
We're making a lot of assumptions here vis-a-vis this attack, that it may have been carried out by Al-Qaeda. But let's just say if it was carried out by Al-Qaeda, does this embolden them to carry out more attacks against the West, whether in Europe or in the United States?
It's very obvious it's getting harder and harder for launching attacks, for example, inside the United States. Europe has always been the soft underbelly of the Western world, given the freedom of movement in terms of immigration. And this is now, to some extent, coming to head, at least in Spain, who is experiencing their own version of 9/11 in a very dangerous world that we live in today, where we have globalization fused with terrorism and potentially the ultimate destructive weapon that would be weapons of mass destruction. It's not beyond the realms of possibility. In the discourse of security officials in Europe, it's not a question of if, but rather when, and it's probably more likely to happen on the European soil. And I think this, from a European perspective, this is somewhat of a wake-up call on some of these issues.
Magnus Ransdorp is director of the Center for the Study of Terrorism and Political Violence at the University of St. Andrews in Scotland. Thank you for joining us on Day to Day.
Pleasure.